Hey there, welcome. You are just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we're going to get into this thing today, which is Thursday, aka Friday Eve. For those of y'all who have tomorrow off, yeah, I'm a little salty, a little jealous, but that's okay, because one day my Fridays off will be back, but I can't be too mad because I was off on Monday. So, you know, Mondays is just as good. Matter of fact, it's better because I miss all the madness. So, but yes, happy Friday Eve to those who are able to partake. And so it was a sunny day here in the DMV, a little chilly. I think the high got to about 60 because we are in the throes of fall. And next thing you know, winter's going to be here. As they say, winter is coming. So, you know, it's just that season, you know, the leaves are changing and falling all over the ground, and the grass is starting to slow down this growth, and you know, it's just time for another change, and then a couple more weeks and we will be in daylight savings time. So, but anyway, here on the Nerdy Lil Bubba Podcast, you know, we talk about sports, music, and or life. And so we're going to get into the sports thing first. So we got a game. Let's see, there's Thursday night football tonight. I believe it is the Cardinals and somebody. You know what? I'm finally going to get my act together, and I'm going to tell y'all who is playing tonight football-wise. You think I would know this already, but unfortunately, I do not know right offhand. Oh, it's the Saints and the Cardinals. Yes, it is the Saints and the Cardinals tonight, Thursday night football. It'll be shown on Amazon Prime. Both teams are 2-4, which is kind of surprising because I would have expected Arizona to have a much better record than what they do. I don't know if it's because of injuries. I know I think Hopkins might have been out for a hot second, and I think he's coming back. And then I know with the Saints, they definitely have had injuries. You know, my man Jameis, he is still out with another injury, or he had another injury, something. So we wish that brother speedy recovery. I know on Sunday, my Dolphins are taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, I believe. And it's going to be an interesting game because this is, oh no, I take that back. I believe the Steelers are coming to Miami, on this Sunday. And it's going to be interesting because Brian Flores, will be back in Miami playing against, the team that he currently has a lawsuit against for, discrimination, as well as, discrimination against the NFL. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic on Sunday. Of course, optimistic me wants my Dolphins to handle business, but reality me says, although we have a better shot than we have had in previous years, I don't know. I don't know what this team is going to do. I believe we're getting some pieces back. Some key missing pieces are coming back off of injury. I know Tua Tagovailoa is coming back. We got a few offensive line player linemen that are coming back as well. But unfortunately, I think I'm not sure if the Cheetah, Tyreek Hill is out. I got to look that one up. I'm not sure if Waddle, because I think Waddle might have got hurt in the last game too, but I hope it's nothing too serious that they can't play in. But I'm hoping that the Dolphins will get the win. It will be real nice if my Dolphins get the win, because I'll take it. Let's see, college football wise, my University of South Carolina Gamecocks, we're taking on Texas A&M, and I am predicting it now, we're going to get a W. Not only are we going to get the win, but we will also have Jimbo Fisher run off, because as most people know or may not know, anytime that there is a coach on the hot seat, and anytime that coach plays the University of South Carolina and they're on the hot seat, 9 times out of 10, they're getting run off. And so I can point to many of examples, such as last year with Dan Mullen in Florida. We beat Florida. Dan Mullen was told, don't come back. There was another year we beat when Tennessee had Derek Dooley as a coach. We beat Tennessee. Derek Dooley was told, do not come back with your orange pants. So we have a history of getting coaches who are on the hot seat runoff. So I predict that we will get him runoff this season. He's going to be $86 million richer, which is wild to me. But hey, they print money down at Texas A&M. What can I say? The NBA has gotten back into full swing. I believe it was on Monday night the NBA got back into swing, or it might have been Tuesday. It's kind of been a blur. This week's been running together. But anyway, NBA is back in full swing. Of course, my 17-time NBA world champion Los Angeles Lakers opened up against the Golden State Warriors. Unfortunately, it was also on Golden State Warriors ring night at home, and we were not successful as I would have liked, as Golden State did get us. Tonight, the Lake Show is playing the LA Clippers. And again, optimistic me is saying we're going to kick their ass because that's what we do. And also, we have to beat them because a statement needs to be made. All these years, it's been within the last 5 or 10 years that a lot of people, a lot of sportscasters, you know, they want the Clippers to beat us so bad. They want the Clippers to be the team of LA. But I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Okay. Clippers actually have to get to the NBA Finals first and win a few championships. And I'm not talking just one championship. No. You have to win a few championships back to back and or three-peat to ever dethrone my Lake Show. It ain't going to happen. Okay. There's a reason why you are no longer allowed, or why you had to leave the Vaulted Staples Center, and you're now at our hand-me-down, which is what was known as Great Western Forum. Now I believe it is known as the Chase Forum out in Inglewood. I mean, it's still Holy Grail. We brought championships to that building. Clippers, I'm sorry, you're not going to be the team of LA. It's just not going to happen. It ain't happening. So just put it out your mind and get over yourselves. Lake Show, always team of LA, 17-time. Hitting a rough patch right now, but I promise you, we will get championship number 18 before that other team here on the East Coast does. I shall not name them, but you know, sports fans, which team I'm discussing. So, but enough about that. It's only the second game of the season. I'm not panicking yet at all. Been through this before. Although I will say that if things do not go right this season, I fully expect some heads to roll. I would particularly like Ron Palinka to get the hell on, because you put this roster together and you're responsible. So that's enough on my Lake Show rant. Now, as far as life is concerned, you know, life is good. Can't really complain. Well, I could, but I just decided that I'm not going to. And it's funny that ever since I took this mantra of not complaining, I noticed that things have kind of lightened up. The biggest reason why I don't really complain about things anymore is because nobody cares. Nobody cares. That's just the bottom line. Nobody cares. You know, everybody has their own troubles. Everybody has their own trials and tribulations. Everybody has their struggles. I don't care who you are. Everybody has their thing, right? So to constantly complain about it is not good. It's not doing you any good. It's not going to change any outcomes, nor is it going to be help you be more successful. And I say this because I remember years ago, I was complaining to one of my homeboys. About my situation as far as, it's been a few situations, but this particular situation, I was complaining about what was going on in my love life or lack thereof at the time. And you know what he said? I'll never forget. This stood out the most. He said, you know what, Q, I am tired. He said, Q, I am tired of having these conversations with you. He's like, we talk about the same thing. You're not making any changes. You know, I don't know what you're going to do, but we can't keep having these conversations about it, because the only way that things are going to change is if you make the change. But we can't keep having these conversations because, right. And so at the time, it made me mad. Knock on front, made me mad, right? But then after a while, I got a chance to think about it. I said, you know what? He might be right. And then the more and more I started working on myself and realized, I was like, you know what? He actually was right. Because, you know, why would I want to hear somebody complain about their situation that they could easily fix, right? Why would I want to hear somebody complain about their situation when, you know, I've got my own life and things, you know, to take care of? Like, I just don't have the bandwidth or the time to deal with complainers. And then I also think about, you know, when I worked in customer service, and working in customer service is not the easiest thing in the world. I'm here to tell you right now, it is not the easiest thing in the world. And, you know, working in customer service, that's mainly what you deal with. For every one good customer person you come across, you're going to come across 3, 4, maybe 5 that has a complaint. And it's a day of full of nothing but complaints. And it's just like, but you know, when you're in customer service, that's your job to deal with complaints. So, but if you're not getting paid to deal with complaints, there's no need for you to entertain it or deal with it. So, you know what? I just don't anymore. I just don't. Because again, it's not productive. It's not changing anything. No need to complain about situations that A, you can't change, and B, you don't have any control over, right? The only thing you can do is take whatever lessons you need to learn from that situation. Don't repeat the same mistakes. Don't complain about it. And you just need to pivot and move forward. So it was just interesting that I came across that little tidbit. I mean, yeah, I might complain about my sports teams. I mean, that's different. I go on rants about sports teams, right? And who don't? Most sports fans, they do. But when it comes down to other stuff, yeah, there's no need to do it. Because again, nobody cares. Everybody just wants you have to make up in your mind that, you know what, despite my circumstances, I'm going to press forward. I am going to, you know, learn the lessons. I'm going to do my best to be positive. Is it easy? No, but nothing in life is. But if you want to move forward and if you want to enjoy this thing called life, then that's what you have to do. So stop complaining and just get to work is the best advice I can give. So on that note, this is the end of another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. If you enjoy the content, if you like what you hear, please listen, please subscribe, please share, please let the world know that we are here and that we are exist and that we are here for you. Again, on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about sports, we talk about music, and most importantly, we talk about life. And so, as with every episode, as always in parting, I wish you nothing but peace and one love.